So anyway, I'm going to continue where I left off. Like I said, I completely believe that this is the only way to fix this is Jesus, because it's broken. Everything's broken. You know, it's been prophesied. The world's getting to the, you know, it's just like Samara and Gomorrah and all that crap, you know, back in the day where God destroyed the whole earth and he found like one or two people that were actually worth pulling out of there. And then he sent in his angels and they pulled them out of there. And, you know, and then as soon as they left, the damn whole town burned up in fire. Also, you know, I got that at hearjesus.com, hearjesushereit.com. That's H-E-A-R, Jesus, here. Yeah, but it's spelled different. My son came up with that name. I put it up. But anyway, the point is, this earth is so evil, and Las Vegas is evil. And, yeah, it's prophesized, you know, that it's just going to... there's going to be the rapture, and I'm getting this from Global Rapture Watchers, and then also the Bible itself, and then, of course, Jesus is, you know, always sending me little hints here and there of what he does, I mean, the way he speaks to us, you know, and, yeah, it's pretty much done. What's supposed to happen is all the watchmen that are in the Bible, they're in the Bible. If you look in the Bible, I was just reading the Bible the other day, you know, it's talking about watchmen, and we have watchmen all over YouTube right now, and they're all saying the same thing. They think it's any second the rapture is going to happen. We're going to be raptured, and then a lot of people are going to disappear. You know, there's going to be like airplanes falling out of the air because the pilots have disappeared, and they can't fly them because they have no pilots in there, and everything's going to crash to the ground. And then simultaneously, there's supposed to be a big earthquake and just tsunamis and all kinds of shit going on where by the time all the dust clears and the nukes get done hitting the ground, they're going to say UFOs took the damn people off the ground. That's the devil. You're going to get an antichrist because they're not going to be... Everybody's not going to die, according to Global Ratchet Watchers. Not everybody's going to die. It's going to be survivors. But those people go through the 7-year tribulation, and then out of that crowd, then, you know, the ignorant folks that never listened to anybody about Jesus, they'll have a chance to accept Jesus as their God. And then after that, that's, you know, it's all prophesied in the Bible. Just read it. I mean, Jesus will come back around 2031. And they were teaching 6,000 years is what man has left on earth. And they took that out of the Bible a while back, from what I understand, going to these Global Rapture Watchers. But it's pretty much over. There's not supposed to be an election because the rapture is supposed to happen before that. And, you know, looking at all the filth and evil in this town, in Las Vegas, you know, it's pretty obvious something's going on that's not right. You know, but I definitely feel these Global Rapture Watchers are right on target. Jesus isn't going to tolerate this evil anymore. You know, nobody's, you know, taking him seriously. And everybody's got their own thing going on, and they're just ignoring God, see. Ignoring the law. I mean, I have patents. I'm the richest guy on the planet. 2 patents for the live streaming video. No one wants to recognize that. So you guys have to talk to Jesus about that. But, yeah, it's pretty much over. I mean, the evil is off the charts. It's over. I mean, I don't see where it's... I don't see how this is going to continue going on past November like this guy is saying at Global Rapture Watchers. I think it's pretty... All these watchmen are pretty right on target. It's pretty much over. So, folks, get used to it and have a great day. Bye.